Audio rolling.
Action.
All right, guys, welcome to episode 14 of After Hours, the official Open Sign Productions
episode podcast. Episode 14!
I'm drinking beer.
Me too. My name is Christian Nash.
Tom Shear.
Chuck Nolly.
Nate Barr.
Ryan Webbeking.
That's right, we got Tom as our special guest for today. Tom. Welcome, Tom.
Yeah, Tom.
Thank you.
And Hard Tom is
man the over there.
Head of our makeup department here. From what I... Well, obviously we know this, but the people who are listening don't know this. So you work at Hysterium?
Yes.
The local... Yeah.
Marcus, come in here. We have a surprise guest.
Surprise guest? Oh, my God. Folks, we didn't even know this was happening.
This is completely news to us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not really. Marcus is here to do a makeup test with me later. But say hi, Marcus.
Hello.
Marcus and Tom here work pretty much... You guys work together a lot, right?
Yeah.
Like we were saying, the Hysterium.
Yep.
What is Hysterium, guys?
Hysterium is Fort Wayne's haunted asylum.
It's got the best.
It is.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
I've always thought it was the best even when it was Haunted Cave, but I've seen what you guys have done with it, and it looks even better than it used to be.
Yeah. We took over. We got a new owner 2 years ago. And then I took over last year as the art director for Hysterium and manager. And we completely gutted a whole bunch of it. I think there were a total of 3 rooms that I didn't do anything to last year. And looking at doing a whole lot more this year to it.
Awesome.
And what's really cool is like how you started doing stuff for like other holidays too. Like this last year you just did a Christmas one, right?
Yeah, we did a Christmas haunt with Krampus, who
that's awesome. Yeah, I'm so bummed that
I know, man. I got scheduled to work all 2 nights. I fucking
had you were busy that week. Because I remember we talked, we were like, yeah, we should go or whatever, and I was busy, and then you're like, oh, never mind, I'm working anyway.
2 double closes. Fucking goddamn.
Yeah, the best part was I was Krampus.
That's awesome. Yeah, I saw the pictures.
Went
I
out like, to oh, looks cool. The grocery store and then the bar afterwards as
sweet.
Krampus.
What kind of reactions did you get from
that? I actually had people stopping me to take pictures.
That's awesome.
So do you guys have like any other holiday things planned at all?
Not anymore this year. Really getting into starting the demolition and rebuild for next year.
For Halloween? Awesome.
Yep.
Nice.
You guys are expanding, right?
Yes. We're hoping to
Same
use
building?
Some unused areas. Right. No, there's some rooms that are basically storage right now that we're going to be utilizing as haunt space.
No, right on. So it's going to be even like more than it ever used to be.
Right.
That's awesome.
Very cool. I heard that you're like taking it like outside as well.
We're hoping to go outside this year. Yep.
Oh, nice.
So, very cool.
One of the big things everybody complained about was the not using the chainsaws anymore, and that was a fire code issue that we ran into. So with going outside, we can bring the chainsaws back.
Sweet.
Nice.
I remember going to some haunted place when they had chainsaws, and the dudes like literally would keep chasing you. They chased you out to your car.
Wow. That's fucked. That's real fucked.
Yeah. It was scary. I didn't like it too much.
I used to go to those haunted like castle things all the time. It's fucking awesome. Like the haunted cave.
Yeah, we'd lock people in a cage and then turn the chainsaws on.
So. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, that was fun. And then the fucking clown room. Oh, God. That was awful.
Yeah, we have 3 now.
Oh. 3 clown
rooms. Oh, yes. We have 3 of those horrible things you mentioned.
If Cam ever passes out from being drunk or something, we're gonna put him in those rooms.
Oh God, yes. Up in there.
I've got gurneys. We can tie him down, and
that would be amazing. That should totally be something that happens.
He doesn't ever want to go back in there,
like
after laughing in the dark.
Just have him, like, wake up dressed and face painted as a clown.
The transformation is almost complete.
Yeah. You were almost perfect. Oh, Lord.
Marcus, what do you do at Hysterium?
I play Dr. Heigl, which is the main lobby guy besides Luther. I guess I'm the superintendent of the whole facility, so.
Mm. Oh, okay, cool.
Nice.
He's one of our main characters that everybody meets in the very beginning. The lobby, where people spend most of the time in one room. So he gets to interact. And then top of that, Marcus is our main makeup guy there at Hysterium. And he was my right-hand man for the rebuild this last summer.
Very cool.
Repainting the sewer in the lobby. The great sewer.
Great sewer. On our way to the journey through the great sewer.
So, how is it that you guys came to join the company? Because I actually don't really know.
Joining OSP, I actually found out after you guys had filmed Laughing in the Dark that you guys were using the scenes and everything that I'd built. I'm a huge zombie fan.
Mm-hmm.
And through one of the other people, I had heard that you guys were doing a zombie shoot. I was like, I'm in. So talked about doing the zombie shoot, and then they were like, well, this is the guy that built all these scenes. They're like, so let's talk about getting them in.
Yeah, nice. I remember meeting with you and Michael at Cinema Center.
Mm-hmm.
I believe is the first time we actually met you.
That last zombie day. Was that technically your first day with us then, or?
Can't remember.
No, I did the scene set up for Devil's Turkey, the table, and then the down in the pits, set up the elevator and everything coming down.
Nice.
Yeah, that was cool. That turned out way better than any of us expected, I think.
Marcus, kind of the same.
I don't know. Mine was while you guys were doing the Laughter in the Dark,
mm-hmm.
while you guys were actually filming it, I was actually filming the face-off video.
Oh, nice.
My audition tape, and I saw Gabrielle working and everything. And next thing I know, Tom gets a hold of me, and, hey, can you build this for us? Took a look at the pictures, be like, yeah, I guess I could do it.
Yeah, that was the Christmas episode.
Yeah,
I brought Marcus on board.
All through the house.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, so you guys were a big part of that.
Yeah, we really...
Sure, which we shot part of it at Hysterium.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the other half at Tom's.
At, yeah, my mom's
house. Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys really jumped on board.
Yeah, no kidding. Right. You're like, yeah, I got a house.
Let's fucking do it.
Like, holy shit, sweet. So, like, what exactly do you guys go into in, like, thinking and building some of the prosthetics that you've used for us? they always look, like, I never cease to be, like, amazed by some of the stuff that you guys have made. It's awesome.
We get concepts from the directors and the writers, and then it's just imagination from there, and Marcus comes up with some crazy shit.
Most of it's a spur of the moment, like slap to the face type thing. Although for all through the house, Tom sent me a couple of pictures from, I guess, is the creepypasta.
Mm-hmm.
And we used that as a reference, and I tried to sculpt the best I could to it. And more I tried to make it look like the creepypasta thing, the more I realized I was basically stealing this person's artwork. So yeah. I basically converted it all back to my original design, which is what ended up being the creature that is actually in the show.
Yeah, that thing looked awesome.
Yeah,
it was phenomenal. Really good, really, like, even in real life, pretty fucking terrifying.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what creepypasta that was based off of.
The Rake.
The Rake. I thought so. It looked a lot like the Rake, but I did notice it was very its own kind of creature. You know, it had Rake-like qualities, but it didn't really...
Which is what I originally think we were going for.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to, like, you know, completely rip off the creepypasta.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But, I mean, like, I think... How it looks, like it was really awesome.
I think my favorite bit is when Tim had to be taken from Hysterium to Tom's house for those other scenes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He had the mask on still, and was wearing a button-up shirt and glasses and looked so business professional as this terrifying creature.
I wish it was.
That was amazing.
I thought we should have stopped at the gas station on the way home.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. That
would have been really great.
Had a pump gas or something.
Yeah, man, that thing was, it was scary. Like, I didn't really look at it a whole lot until we actually started doing the scene. And, you know, I was camera operator, so I had to be, like, the kid's eyes, or whatever, pretty much. You're looking through the kid's eyes the whole time, so. Like, I had to actually get kind of scared, and it really wasn't too hard.
He's, like, scurried at you.
The first couple of times, yeah, it was
I
like,
remember that first
scene. Get away from me!
That first scene, you visibly jumped. Yeah, it took so much energy not to laugh my ass off.
When he made that little, like, squeal noise, that thing, I was like, oh, shit, I'm getting in this cage now.
He's fucking, like...
He's, like, getting way too into it.
Like, clicking his fucking, little, like, claws on the ground.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I'm surprised he didn't break them.
He did. We had to tape him up after.
Oh, yeah, that's like, right.
Halfway through.
I mean, it ended up looking pretty good, though, even after you fixed it that way. It showed up on camera really nice.
Yeah, I felt bad for Tim, because he was in that makeup for hours.
He was. Like, what, like 5 or so, 6 hours?
Yeah,
something
it was
like
at
that?
Least 6.
It was real cold then, too.
Like that
I think we started his makeup at, like, 4. Marcus started putting the mask on him, and I started working on the hands, and he was in the mask for, like... We started about 4, and I didn't think we got done until about 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I know that I wasn't able to go to the other shoot because
it
was already late as hell, and I had to work the next morning.
So. We didn't get back from Huntington until like 2:30.
Yeah,
like my car was like iced over, like my fucking windshield.
Yeah, it was cold as hell, and for the first half, we were essentially in a giant. Billowing warehouse.
Yeah, hysteria. Like a freezer.
And Tim's just in there wearing some spandex shorts, and that's about it.
He couldn't.
So I feel really bad for the guy.
He couldn't eat, he couldn't drink, he couldn't smoke his cigarettes. Like, I know. Like, he really wanted that cookie really bad. Like, I've got a picture on my phone.
We did. We had to save him cookies, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. He was like, he kept like picking up cookies and just looking at it and making like a noise like he was crying. I think he might have actually been crying at one point. I just want my fucking cookie.
Oh, man. I felt bad for him, man.
Well, those tears were the only drink he had. And
yeah.
No shit.
Didn't quench thirst. Salty. All right. Early surprise guest, Marcus Method Jr. there.
The Method Man.
Yeah.
Cam's going to be so pissed that you said that and not him.
Well, he stole my
somebody's
joke.
Got to. It's all right. Cam steals our jokes all the time. It doesn't matter.
Shots fired.
Yeah, that's staying in. Yeah. Might even make that the episode
title. Cam steals all our jokes.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck did you guys do without me?
Speaking of Cam Clark, him not being here tonight.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate what happened to him.
He actually had a plastic flamingo lodged inside his rectum. Unfortunate smelting accident.
Yeah.
Right.
He didn't use lube. That was the problem. It stuck. So.
He definitely did not have a gelatin suppository.
Well, the problem was he went butt first instead of head first.
He didn't stick the beak in.
They said this would hurt on the way out.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
And he forgot to take the metal legs off.
We told you to start with the beak. Didn't listen.
Me just finish with the beak. Why even start at all?
It's a better handle, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, unfortunately, he couldn't join us today.
But he was, Saturday, the teacher of our very first acting class.
Right, that was a thing.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It went pretty well. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I didn't do a whole lot. But
I actually took part in the class, and he did a good job.
Yeah.
I mean, for his very first time doing anything like that, he did a real great job, actually. And it was interesting. We did a lot of exercises. There was a lot of decent talent there.
What was one of the exercises? Yeah, did you guys do?
Let's see. Well, the final one.
What
he
was
had us
what
do.
Was the saying he made you guys do? Not the pig. The pig fucker one.
Yeah, the pig fucker.
I am not the fig plucker nor the fig plucker's son, but I will pluck figs until the fig plucker comes. Yeah.
That was good. Sitting there listening to everybody do it, I heard a lot of
we
pig
a lot
fuckers.
Of, yeah.
I tried doing it the other day. I couldn't do it.
Ryan's just like, fuck it, fuck pigs.
Of course I said,
I fuck pigs.
Of course I said,
I'm proud of it. Pig fucker a couple times on purpose, just because. Yeah, I like to do shit like that. But.
So what kind of things can
we
do?
But yeah, we did a couple vocal exercises like that. He had us write a mini story about ourselves and then present it to the class.
Really?
He's a douchebag.
Did you do your homework yet?
No, I'm not doing that.
like Fight Club-esque homework to do?
Yeah.
What do you
That's
want
exactly
us...
exactly what I thought.
The homework...
what he said.
Like Project Mayhem.
Oh, it was funny.
The homework he wanted us to do was we're supposed to go out and find a stranger, have a conversation with them, and lie about 100% everything.
100% This sounds like a total Project Mayhem homework assignment.
Yeah, no, I might actually do that. And tell someone I'm like... a fucking CIA guy or some shit.
Right.
Yeah. Like, no, but, you know, I'm not a field guy, but I work in the office.
Yeah.
But I hear a lot of cool shit, you know.
I'm an astronaut. A fucking astronaut, yeah.
Yeah, I've been to Mars.
Don't tell anybody.
It's a top secret mission. We've already been to Mars. I was there.
Don't tell anybody.
Fun story, I am Liza Minnelli's accountant.
That's so random.
Like, I wouldn't call you on it. I'd be like, oh, this dude is her accountant.
Just lie. Make it just kind of normal.
Yeah, like...
it's like banking.
The more normal but off the wall, the more believable.
Right?
Yeah.
Who's going
to
question
that? That was another thing. When you guys like had to like do your introductions or whatever.
Right.
Who's like... tell us something embarrassing about yourself or something that you hate, someone that you hate, blah, 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 this and that.
Really? Someone that you hate?
Yeah, or just anything, I guess.
Don't let Nate up there.
No, I'm not going to say it on here, but I decide, fuck it, I'll go all out and tell the actual truth about myself. And I let the entire class know exactly who I despise.
He bore his soul for the class? Oh, God, I'm sorry for that classroom. I'm sorry for
Look inside of me!
Sorry for everybody.
Nate, that's not...
See the blackness.
My heart is a dark abyss.
You ever seen Goatsy? He ain't got shit on what I'm about to do. Oh, God.
His eyes were glowing and...
Yeah. He somehow pulled a fucking corn cob pipe out of nowhere. How? Where did you get that? You can't do that indoors. This is Indiana.
Fuck you.
Nate's Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Sonic screwdriver.
Yeah.
Up his ass.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was a good class. There was a lot of
it went well. Yeah.
Yeah. What did you guys think of seeing Cam being a teacher as opposed to...
He did really well for as nervous as he seemed beforehand.
Yeah.
He had it under control, but he did really well with it.
I guess he pretty much got messages from everybody that attended the class, said they all enjoyed it and will most likely be back for the next one.
Nice.
Which is when?
That is... March 14th, that is a Saturday at 1 p.m. at Cinema Center in downtown Fort Wayne. I know there's a lot of people, a decent chunk of people that listen to this that are not, like, local. But, I mean, it's open to anybody who wants to come. Like, if you want to make the trip, if you're further out from Fort Wayne, I mean, you can come to pretty much any, like, you don't have to have all of them, do you?
No, it's just something that we offer. It's going to be every couple of weeks. Right now, we're going to do it for every 2 weeks until we get bogged down with,
conventions
shooting
stuff. And, yeah, convention shoots, phobias.
Yeah, for right now, I think it should be every 2 weeks.
Usually on a Saturday, right?
Yeah, it'll be on a Saturday.
So hopefully it's...
They usually last about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, something like that.
Right on. Wanted to mention as well that We've got a special thing that we'll be doing for the Horror Hive channel for with our Let's Plays on Friday the 13th. Not going to expose a whole lot of detail on that, but...
it'll be fun.
Yeah, it's a special... There's going to be two episodes out that week. We're going to be continuing our Outlast and then a special episode just for Friday the 13th.
Yeah, just a little something for you guys out there.
A little holiday celebration.
All three of you.
Kind
of
like a one-off, even though I think it's going to be a two-parter, right?
Yeah, it might be.
Anybody that appreciates nostalgia will like this.
Yeah.
It's definitely like Andrew showed me a rough cut of it, and it's looking really good.
Anybody born in the 1980s will love it.
It's a classic game. Just going to be as vague as possible right
you
now.
You guys are getting pretty specific now.
You guys, it's Teletubbies. It's
fucking Teletubbies. God damn it, Teletubbies. Nate. Spoilers.
It's the fucking tubby custard machine.
Dude, the fucking sun is terrifying.
Well, sorry, that's kind of
surprise
an insight.
Surprise is ruined.
Those things are all terrifying. Right.
Now we can't play that one. Now we got to play something different.
Good.
Just let Cam play Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
It's
like him making noises to himself.
Or throwing the controller.
Yeah.
God damn it!
Punching the couch, jumping up and down.
That wouldn't happen to Vegeta.
He just reverts into a 10-year-old again.
Yeah. That's how it goes, yeah.
Like that first one when he cried.
Oh, God. Dude, like, I don't want to give too much away, but, like, continuing Outlast, there's some really good Cam freakouts on the way. Oh,
yeah. I haven't listened to all those yet. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, they're definitely the... After the first couple sessions we had, you know, I guess we were a little fresh to it, a little green, you know, but,
yeah.
Like, especially during our third or fourth recording session, that's where... I think the episodes really start to pick up a little bit.
Yeah,
we're a lot more comfortable in our flow.
And I feel like we've really started to hit our stride with these things.
They're getting pretty good.
Yeah, they've gotten a lot. Like, we know more of what we're doing now.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you guys say, like, what you guys got planned as far as games? What's coming up?
Well,
I know Andrew and I were thinking about, I can say this, right?
Yeah.
I think it's fine. And then we were talking about doing the possibly Dead Space, right?
Yeah, Dead Space was a game that just scared fuck out of me. I could never get past like the first 10 minutes. It was.
I'll fucking play Dead Space.
Yeah, we're also.
I know Cam and us have been discussing mixing up a little bit with some RPG Maker games.
Oh, those, yeah.
PC independent games that they got going on.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think
Pixel Horror.
We're going to be doing a lot of different stuff. Right now, we're just kind of in the beginning phase here of, like, getting our first batch just out
getting
there.
Getting started, yeah.
Yeah, and letting other people and letting ourselves know that we can actually, like, you know, we got this down to a science here.
Well, yeah, we're also, you know, we're looking into just, like, different PC games as well, different, maybe some more obscure games, maybe not so, like, mainstream, everybody's fucking seen this game before, you know what I mean, but it's just some shit, I think, that'll really freak out Cam.
Yeah, I think
that's like the ultimate.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, that's what we.
There's
really
a lot of scary shit on the internet. It turns out we should find some scary shit.
We should look into changing the name from Let's Slay to Let's Make Cam Piss His Pants. He's gonna hear this and tell me to go fuck myself so many times. Oh shit!
What else we got? We got Horror Hound coming up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Horror Hound. That's going to be cool.
It's
only a couple weeks away.
20th to the 22nd, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
Cincinnati.
Yep.
Cincinnati.
We're going to be having an Open Sign Productions / Horror Hive booth, so we're going to have a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, if anybody out there listening, you're going to be at Horror Hound Cincinnati, stop by our table, let us know.
Yeah.
We're interested to meet couple of our listeners. That would be
call
cool.
us gay.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I mean, you know, if you want to slip me a topless pic, that's cool.
Show us nudes. Send us nudes. Show up and give us nudes. I could use some analog nudes.
Here's an 8x10.
Here's one for your wallet.
And Tom here actually, you designed what, the booth and stuff that we're going to have?
Yeah, I'll be designing the booth and the backdrop and everything. So
nice. Oh, that's gonna be, I bet that's going to be awesome.
Aren't there going to be a, I mean, I guess I can't really go into detail of what they are, but aren't you going to have like a couple, like a prop or two?
Yeah, I'll be, unfortunately I won't be there. I'll be in Transworld, which is the same weekend, out in St. Louis. But I will be sending, obviously, the set design for the booth.
Yeah.
And then a couple of different props. And I've actually had to upgrade, make one of the props a 2.0 because they got a little rough with it. And
so, hey, that wasn't my fault.
So yeah, it's been a whole other day upgrading that so that it can be handled.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be like a glass case type situation, right? Well, not literally glass.
But... No,
like you can touch it for $5.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
There you go, Michael.
Yeah, hey.
But no, I've upgraded it quite a bit, reinforced it a bunch so that it can be handled. It won't be broken as easily.
I mean, it made it through most of that shoot.
Yeah.
Until like the very end, which is pretty sweet.
In our actor's defense, I did tell our actress, Julia, right?
Yeah.
I told her to get a little rough with it and she did, and that's when it broke. So I wasn't too
so we're gonna remix
on it. I was a little heartbroken because I did put a lot of hours into touching that prop up.
Yeah,
you were awake for what, like 60 hours?
I think it ended up being 66 hours.
How were you alive?
How long did you sleep to recover from that?
You just woke up a bit ago.
Yeah.
Well, I woke up for work. Woke up for work. Worked on the project. Stayed up. Went to work. Worked on the project, went to one of our shoots, a phobia shoot, and then I was able to go to bed for about 10 hours.
Damn.
Still didn't want to wake up.
Yeah, no, man. Like, I would want to be able to just have a stretch of day to just sleep after all that.
Yeah. 10 hours is good, though.
I don't know how you do it, dude. I can't even fucking stay up for like 24 hours without
it's almost hard dying.
Yeah.
It was a 66-hour day. That was a long one.
Dedication, wow. Man, that's awesome. Oh,
yeah. So yeah, I've done it for other projects, the Hysterium project summer.
Just because the scale of that.
I worked up until opening. We did a friends and family media night, so I did a like a week straight before that, and then up until the actual public opening. That was literally like one night of sleep where I decided before I passed out I needed to get some sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you start like dreaming while you were awake?
I was sitting there sanding a piece of styrofoam and I'm not incredibly sure if I passed out or if I just nodded. It was one of those nods where you don't know if you were asleep for X amount of time or not.
What year is it?
Or if your head just hit your chest and you were back up.
He's here.
Like, oh, fuck. Yeah, it got to the point where I decided before I hurt myself and fell out of a chair while I was sitting there sanding something.
Or go and get some sleep. Yeah.
Probably better lay down for a minute.
Yeah. That's fucking dedication right there.
So what we were referring to of Tom working so hard on is a prosthetic
that went on me.
Went on Christian here in a upcoming phobia episode.
But we don't want to step on any toes or piss anybody off, so we can't really.
We don't want to tell you where we had to put it, but awesome, ladies,
right? it'll be great. It was a collaboration between Marcus and myself. Marcus did the main build of it. But me doing the technical, adding all the cool shit to it.
Yeah.
He did the
main design, and then I went in and added all the shit to it.
Do you guys go and like draw stuff out?
We have. We did that with the All Through the House episode, and with Marcus and I on our collaborations, we get together several times before we even start doing the project, talking about what we're looking at, what the director, the writer, what they are wanting. And this the new project that we can't really say.
Yeah.
It turned out it wasn't quite exactly what they were looking for, but I think it turned out even better the way that it was designed.
Yeah, because when when I heard the original idea for it, it sounded like it was going to be something completely different, but I think the way that it turned out was even better than what they had described as what they wanted before.
Right. I don't think we could have done quite what we did with it, with the original concept
idea. Yeah, yeah. Sorry to be so cryptic. It's
just all this vague talk is just like, I'm sure these guys are like, I just want to fucking know. I just want to see it.
We wanted the thing to be a thing, but then we did some stuff.
Yeah.
And it had another thing going on with the other stuff.
It became another thing.
Yeah, it just became.
It really did.
That's when all the listeners' minds collectively just blow. It melts. It's like, God
damn it!
shit. But yeah, it turned out really well.
Cool. I can't wait to see it. I actually have not worked on that set at all, so...
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not gonna look at any of the footage or anything until I see it.
So. It's kind of like I haven't worked on any of yours at all.
Yeah. I haven't shot a lot of mine yet.
I would like to be on set at some point.
We've worked on it a lot.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how that one's gonna flesh out.
It's gonna be good.
Yeah, we got two really cool upcoming phobias for you, so... As usual, be sure to keep an eye on the Horror Hive YouTube channel.
Yeah, these guys all get their own, and I get stuck with all of them.
Yeah, right. Tom's got a hard job. Tom and Marcus got probably the hardest jobs right now.
You could probably have your own phobia at some point.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I couldn't even imagine how crazy that would be. That would probably look amazing.
A technical special effects. Just like a totally laden phobia.
Like a moving set.
It's like a fucking like 30-minute phobia. Like, no, we have to go bigger. Go.
It's just a feature length.
I'm going to have to get somebody to write this for me, and it's going to be take place next year because it's going to take me that long to build all this shit.
It's like, all right, this is what I want in it. Go.
You just build shit, we'll write a story around it.
Yeah,
probably, actually.
And I'm sure it would turn out like totally fucking awesome, too. Right.
Yeah, with all it'd be like ABCs of Death, each different director.
I got it. How about a giant rabid Easter bunny that, like, eats the heads off of kids that are trying to find its stupid little eggs or something?
It's piles of shit everywhere.
That's too easy.
You know, that was... Yeah, pretty dark, but I'm sure that Michael is listening to this going, we could probably do that. Make that
happen. It's funny because all the crazy ideas you get now that you have myself and Marcus in an actual art department.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, hey, we want to do this. And I haven't told anybody no because in my head, I can do it all.
Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, that's what really we need fucking cool.
For sure.
We need a realistic replica of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Go.
Cam came at me with one the other day. I was like, okay. All right.
I'm going to need a realistic penis with three heads. And they spin.
Oh, God.
So,
they spin.
A Hydra cock. Yeah.
I'm gonna give OSP my first no.
If one of the heads gets cut off, two grow in its face.
It's a Hydra. Yeah.
Nate's fantasies are becoming a reality.
Oh, shit. was part of his Dark Soul. He showed to his class.
Spoiler alert, that's part of what I bared to the class. Oh. All right, guys.
Bared his Hydra.
Oh, that's what I'm calling. All right. Well, Tom, thank you for coming on the show.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
We would like to have you whenever you get a chance again. We should definitely have you back after a couple of these phobias release so we can actually discuss it. All right, guys. But for After Hours this week, I'm Christian Nash.
Tom Shear.
Chuck Noly.
Nate Barr.
Ryan Webbeking.
All right, thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
See ya. Woo!
The suppository.
he told
what
me
what do I do with that?
He told me to find glycerin.
I'm leaving that part in.
Yeah.
Marcus told me to look for some glycerin. For our makeup test tonight, and I went to 3 different stores, and the only thing I could find was a liquid glycerin suppository.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't have bottles.
This has to go in. We have
I'll
to
put
cut
that at the very end.
Yeah, cut that in.
But yeah, I'm walking around asking the pharmacist, "Where can I find glycerin?" Well, we've got some. He goes, "Do you want the suppository?" I'm like, "No."
Are you sure?
I don't know. I had Mexican last night. I don't think I did.